ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Jeff Bliss, Is Pacific Watch, the fires of California. Right now we go to the Caldor Fire. When last we checked with Pacific Watch, the Caldor Fire was 20 miles from Lake Tahoe, the important pleasure center of the border with Nevada and California. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Is the Caldor Fire closer, and what is the expectation in these next days? Good evening.
Good evening, John. As we pointed out in earlier reports, this fire was moving quickly and almost appears deliberately toward Lake Tahoe, which is a very important place for California in terms of recreation, tourism, gambling on the Nevada side. There are all kinds of resorts there for both winter and summer sports. And there are some ranches and large estates in the area. It's one of the most beautiful parts of that area of California and Nevada. And that fire has been marching at about 8 miles a day towards that direction, taking out parts of villages along the way and towns, destroying a lot of timber in the area and watershed. And it's a very scary situation right now. This fire is so big and is so threatening that the state and federal authorities and local authorities have put a huge number of people on these fires. So we're almost have about 3,400 people fighting a fire that's 149,000 acres. And that's a lot, considering a lot of that area can't be defended or contained because of the topography of the area. So they've got a lot of people fighting that fire. They're trying to make a stand and stop this fire before it takes out a very important part of these two states. And as I pointed out, it's going at a rate of about somewhere between 4 and 8 miles a day. It's just moving that fast because there's so much vegetation to burn off. The humidity's so low and the winds are bad enough to really keep pushing this fire along. It's creating an extreme fire behavior that firefighters really can't get their arms around right
now.
Two
details, Jeff. It says, my map says 19% contained. Is that good? And how many people have been evacuated or are going to be evacuated? Do we know?
So let's start with the evacuation. So yesterday we talked about evacuating somewhere probably between 20,000 and 30,000 people. That number is going above 40,000 now that they're looking at. Some people have already been moved out of the surrounding areas, and now they're talking about, do we actually start moving people out of the Lake Tahoe area as this fire becomes more intense and becomes more dangerous for the people there? So we could be looking at somewhere between 40 and 50,000 people in all in that area that could be moved out. And so that's going to be a major undertaking in and of itself. But in terms of the perimeter contained, always start with kind of the optimistic view. Any percentage containment is good. I mean, it wasn't but a few days ago that it was 0% contained. But 19% is really not a lot. And they've actually been losing it off and on during the past day or so. So 19% is better than 18, of course. But really, it isn't until you start getting up into the 40s or 50s that you can start saying, maybe we're getting a handle on this. But we're not there right now. It's really, I think what they're doing right now is they're almost starting to think about one of those, you know, Fort Desperate type of plans where we're going to hole up here and hope this doesn't have to be in the Alamo, because it's really, in some places, going to be desperate.
The smoke yesterday was from San Francisco to Nevada. Is it worse? Is it better? Did the wind shift?
It is worse. The winds are about the same. So you have a lot more smoke and the particulate matter is just building up. in certain areas there and up near the Dixie Fire, of course, but around Lake Tahoe, people are saying the ash is so heavy, the particulate, the fallout, whatever you want to call it, is so heavy that when you walk across the street or your lawn or a road, whatever it is, you leave footprints like you're walking in snow. And these are people that live in the snow in the winter, and they're thinking, wow, it turned into winter here all of a sudden. And it really is that bad. And the sky is so hazy right now that you can look at the sun without looking at through sunglasses, and all you just barely see an orange dot beyond that. But this is something that I'm hearing from people who live in Reno, on the Nevada side, people live in Sacramento, even over in San Francisco Bay, the smoke is just really getting bad. And in some of those areas, it's the worst air quality in the world.
The Dixie Fire to the north, Jeff, the largest fire in California history. Is that moving quickly, or has it been contained?
It has not really been contained. Now, the better news on that is we have about 48% containment. That is right now around 760,000 acres. And my guess is it'll probably top out around 1 million when all is said and done. But they're having problems with wind drive runs. In other words, the wind is pushing fire faster than they can keep up with it, which creates group torching of these large areas. They have short range spotting, which is these embers going out and starting these smaller little fires all around. But the winds continue to shift. And when that happens, it's a nightmare because you can't put resources where you need them. It's kind of trying to play catch up all the time. It's almost like that whack-a-mole idea. A fire spots up here, you knock it down, and another one starts up over there. You try to knock that down, and just keep going back and forth. So, I mean, eventually you do burn out. You end up burning out all your fuel, but that can take days or weeks or maybe months.
Zombie apocalypse is what the Sacramento Bee is calling the Caldor Fire. Jeff, a note here from Pacific Watch that the people who fled San Francisco for the pandemic, are they living in Tahoe and have they evacuated?
A lot of people did leave the Bay Area during the pandemic thinking, you know, if I'm going to work remotely, I might as well do it in a place that's beautiful, has everything I need, places where I can go on walks, go to the lake. Now they're taking off in droves. They saw the signs of this, you know, situation early, and they bugged out. So some people have gone over east to Nevada, to Reno and Carson City. Other people have gone back to the San Francisco Bay Area. But, of course, they're heading back into a lot of smoke. So we'll see where they end up.
Right now, Jeff, we've talked about the fire season coming early and being intense. That's what we're seeing, correct? This is not normal fire behavior.
That's correct. It's certainly, we usually don't start talking about fire seasons until we get to, you know, usually around late August, September, into October. And that's certainly true in Southern California when the winds pick up typically. But this fire season has been particularly bad. It's been the heat, the lack of humidity. The winds came early, it feels like. And, of course, you have a lot of buildup of vegetation. It's very interesting. I saw a report the other day up in the Dixie Fire area where folks up there had made some big clearance areas. And those parts of the Dixie Fire Zone did not burn. So that shows you that it does matter. Forest management does matter. Would it have stopped everything? No, but it might have really cut down on the pain. It would have cut back on the amount of resources that need to be sent there. It might have meant that this fire was out already, had some of that fire maintenance been taken care of early and often, as they say.
Roughly, I'm estimating, it was 20 miles 24 hours ago. It's now 12 miles, so that's about 8 miles in 24 hours. And you're estimating it's moving between 4 and 8 miles a day. So that means it will reach the Tahoe Basin sometime on Sunday night and Monday morning. Unless, what can slow it down, Jeff? The wind, rain, anything credible?
All of those things. Now, it does not look like we'll be getting any sort of rain, but we may see a change in the humidity, which would help a lot. Of course, you know, as humidity drops and it becomes drier, then things are much more likely to burn and burn longer and hotter. But if we can get a shift in that, you know, the humidity and the overall temperature, that will help. But we don't see a change in temperatures coming at least until early next week. And then if winds die down, if they're not as tough during the night, then that helps. Because what often happens is, you know, firefighting in the night on mountain slopes is darn near impossible. Those brave firefighters do it year in and year out. But it's even more difficult when it's dark and there's smoke everywhere in the heat. And when the wind's blowing, it's incredibly dangerous. So if the wind comes down, that'll be a big plus. And when the wind comes down, and if we don't have an inversion layer, then we might be able to get more air tankers in there and do more air drops. It's, you know, I think as this fire moves closer to Tahoe, you'll see the state, local, and federal governments pull out more stops. I mean, it'll just be, you know, save everything, because it's going to be a desperate situation if that fire gets close, and just it'll take off, because that city or those villages, those, you know, those places where people inhabit around the lake, they're surrounded by trees and by vegetation. So there's plenty of fuel there. So, you know, God help them if the fire gets close enough.
The estimate from the AP as of now is that full containment for September 8th. So they've got to get to September 8th with 12 miles between the Tahoe Basin and the fire. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.